1945. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
Attacked Iraq, and it's going to be, shock and awe, massive aerial bombardment of Iran. But it's going to be a much broader. It could even expand into a general Middle East war with Syria, Hezbollah attacking Israel as well, and it's going to be very, very ugly. But it won't be World War III, in my opinion.
Well, you don't anticipate the World War III until sometime in the next decade, do you?
That's right, because I think Russia has to wait for China, its ally in this, to be fully ready, and I think it's going to still take till the middle of next decade before China's fully ready. They've milked the West of the wealth that they need, which we're, you know, happily providing, and they've got a lot of building to do to be able to have the equipment, the high-tech equipment, to take on the West and to arm millions of men.
But don't you
running
really
out of men.
Don't you really think that our leaders know exactly what they're doing? In other words, they are intentionally and purposely and maliciously, you know, building up communist China, transferring our manufacturing base. I mean, our major banks are investing tens of billions of dollars over there. Our major corporations are investing massive amounts of money. I mean, what's happened in China is one of the great miracles of time, but it's all done on... So much of it is done with money that's come from either the United States or our good friends over in Europe, creating the best possible enemy money could buy.
Well, when you say that our leaders are doing this knowingly, I would agree, but only in a limited sense. There are only very few top insider leaders who know what the ultimate purpose is. There are all too many yes-men and predictable pundits who can be pulled into government who will... You know, follow this, these excuses they give for, you know, having trade in China, that we're going to ameliorate the communists by giving into them. They've used that excuse for years, and there's dozens of high-powered graduates from Yale and Harvard that will go into government believing these excuses. There's only a very, very few, and I don't include President Bush as one of those, who knows what's really going on. Certainly,
well, I would agree with that, but certainly the trilateralists seem to be you know, pretty much in control there.
Yes, and, you know, your top level at the CFR, they know what's going on. These people are knowing conspirators in a globalist effort to take down American sovereignty. But, you know, there's many people in the CFR they bring in who simply are unknowing dupes, and they have to do that so that they have plausible deniability, so that they can bring out people who in some sort of righteous indignation can say, I'm not a conspirator and I'm a member of the CFR, and he's right. That's the way they operate.
That's absolutely right. We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Here at the American Freedom Network, our guest Joel Skousen. And Joel, please pick up the story from there.
One of the top news stories in the past 2 days has been President Clinton's interview on Fox News, where most of the news is focusing on the fact that he got very upset when he was accused of not having done enough to capture bin Laden and letting him slip through his hands. And President Clinton put out in his defense, which got very heated, full of indignation on his part, stated that he even had a plan to invade Afghanistan and take out Osama bin Laden in his training camps. But his top security people during that time have come out and said that's really a bunch of bull, that and I'm referring to Michael Scheuer, who led the CIA's hunt for Osama bin Laden under Clinton, and he said there were no such plans for an attack and overthrow on the Taliban. What's interesting about this is it seems that...
Joel, could you speak a little louder? You're fading away a little bit.
Oh, thank you. It seems that President Clinton is really playing along with the same people controlling the Bush administration, trying to make it up as if there was... A rational linkage between Osama bin Laden and what was happening with terrorism around the world. And, you know, it's simply not true. This was something that was conjured up. And he's basically doing after the fact to support President Bush. And when we tie this together with the information about Pervez Musharraf in his statements to CBS News that he was threatened by... Richard Armitage, Under Secretary of State, to bomb his country back to the Stone Age if he didn't go along with U.S. plans to use 9/11. I did some more research in that, and in fact, the threat came during 9/11. In other words, it came not directly to President Musharraf of Pakistan, but to the chief of the ISI, Mahmoud, who was visiting the United States. And meeting with Cheney and Condoleezza Rice and Richard Armitage during 9/11. And it was during that visit that that threat was relayed to him, which indicates that these people had this plan to do this even as 9/11 was unfolding. That this was something not spontaneous after the fact, but they were meeting to plan this, and... the threats were to bring Pakistan online for this attack on Afghanistan. Of course, we know that the U.S. had plans to attack Afghanistan as early as April that year, 2001, prior to 9/11.
Well, you know, it's the most amazing thing. I just finished reading this book, Without Precedent, by Tom Keene and Andy Hamilton, the co-chairman of the 9/11 Commission. And they tell us there... They quote Rumsfeld as saying, well, of course we were planning to do something. In fact, we'd been working on a plan. In fact, we completed the plan to go after Al-Qaeda on the 10th of September. We completed the plan on the 10th of September. Isn't that a coincidence? They completed the plan on the 10th of September, and then conveniently, why the terrorists attacked America on the 11th? Thomas Keene didn't mention that, or they didn't comment on that, but... that was their statement, you know, that what great timing that was.
Of course, it's important to realize that Keene and Hamilton are simply dropping a few critical hints to save themselves from the bad reputation of this egregious cover-up performed by the 9/11 Commission.
Oh, absolutely.
By dropping a few mea culpas. And now, of course, they're covering up for the big fact that this was there was much more that wasn't said or done in the 9/11 Commission.
You're absolutely right. But they have to say something in the book to make it worthwhile reading. And,
yes.
You know, they actually made a couple of statements in there, which which are so vitally important if the American people recognize that. But you're absolutely right. The 9/11 Commission was a total cover-up, and they did not bring out at all, you know, the various military exercises that morning, that our planes had been sent elsewhere. They knew that. They don't want the American people to know it, though.
Yes, we in fact have now a high-ranking sergeant from Central Command who in Florida, who was on duty and helping to run a major alert, a military alert, and he has now told about all of the radar screen false targets were put on there, how all of the fighters from Andrews Air Force Base in particular were taken and flown out to further parts in the nation so that they were not available, you know, to intercept any of the flight here. And he talks about the stonewalling, about the pact of secrecy, which they were told to honor relative to that. He talks about Cheney taking charge of NORAD just prior to this so that NORAD could not and would not respond in a normal way. There's tremendous evidence building to show that the government was directly involved in bringing this conspiracy about.
Yes, he's going to be our guest this coming week. I just talked to him yesterday. A very courageous man who's, you know, he had top security clearance. He's not supposed to talk. And I asked him, aren't you a little afraid to come forward? He said, look, the way things are, I've got to come forward. The American people have to know.
Well, you know, this is the same thing that happened in the JFK assassination. More and more people came forward after the fact, telling the yes, they'd been sworn to secrecy, and the reason they'd been sworn to secrecy, the government is using secrecy to cover up wrongdoing. And but they finally came forward, and we get more information over time. One of the most telling things, Dr. Stan, about the revelation about Pervez Musharraf talking about the being bombed back to the Stone Age threat is that Bush rightfully claimed ignorance. And, of course, Armitage, who's a dark side operator from long time back in the CIA, ran drugs for the CIA out of the Iron Triangle, in combination with General Kunsan there. And, you know, it's very surprising to me that they tried to sanitize this guy and bring him out into the open and give him a legitimate position as Undersecretary of State under Colin Powell. But in any case, you know, he's just a liar from the word go. But Bush rightfully claimed ignorance. He didn't know anything about this, which is another sign, dramatic proof that President Bush really isn't running the country. Here people are threatening another nation to bomb them out of the Stone Age if they don't go along with a plan that the president doesn't even know about. I mean, he's a script reader. And this is very, very telling that these dark side operators are the ones that are really calling the shots.
He has to have plausible deniability, so we can't tell him anything.
That's right. Well, the main story that I covered in last week's World Affairs Brief, and I'm going to be covering even further because very scanty information was available about this compromise between America's so-called moral authority on torture, Senator John McCain, and the president, is this detainee bill which you know, the compromise is in essence a sellout of everything that McCain claimed that he was going to try to prohibit in assuring that these detainees have rights in a military tribunal. You know, this is very typically the good cop, bad cop routine. I'm convinced that McCain, as well as Senator Arlen Specter, are merely pawns, willing pawns in the hands of the globalists who control our government, and they're playing essentially a false opposition role. What we're finding out now is that, and this happened in the same way in the anti-torture legislation that was supposedly put forth by Senator McCain, and then he compromised at the end with the president and allowed a loophole to go in, and this is what actually passed. Yes, it prohibits torture, except, you know, under certain conditions, as authorized by the president, in a secret tribunal. In other words, they have a total loophole. And how do we ever know what government does in secret? Government can promise all they want that in the new detainee bill that they won't do waterboarding anymore, but if it's top secret, how would you ever know? In fact, that's the reason why the administration continues to say in this compromise, we will not list anything specific as to what will not or be done or not be done. We will just give these general assurances that nothing will be done in torture. But what is really telling is that in this new bill, I found out this week that there is a blanket immunity. given to everyone dating, and it's backdated to 1997, that no one in the CIA or the federal government can be prosecuted for any violation of rights of detainees clear back to 1997. And it's always telling why they picked that particular date. It means that something was going on well before 9/11 in these regards, and they want immunity back to specific acts that were going on before then.
And in other words, Senator John McCain simply played his part and betrayed the American people, and everybody says, isn't it great? We've got a great, courageous man like McCain who's against torture because he was tortured, and so we basically, you know, obviously, you know, we're going to stop torture. And the American people don't know that he simply sold out every basic principle and tenet of a Christian nation.
Well, what's interesting, though, is I think the evidence shows, given that this is not the first time McCain has done this, that he was actually in collusion with the administration. I'll play the opposition. I'll put forth the bill. You protest the bill, and then eventually we'll compromise, and the compromise will give you the president everything he wants.
And that's a standard operating technique that's used to manipulate groups of people, whether it be in the Union Hall or in organized medicine or in Washington, D.C.
Two other major aspects of this bill, which are particularly egregious. One, there's the provision the bill was supposed to prohibit any use of secret evidence, that the defense was allowed to see the evidence presented against them. This is a basic tenet of American law, of English civil law, going clear back to common law, that you cannot convict a person on secret evidence. You have to provide the defense with the evidence presented before them. It's part of our Constitution, and this is being denied. The compromise is, which McCain signed off on sneakily, is that the government will provide a summary to the defense. Now, I tell you that a summary of the evidence is nothing, because it's not challengeable. In a summary, you essentially tell him, we have secret behind-the-scenes agents that heard this witness say such and such. And you don't get the tape recording, you don't get the name of the agent, you don't get to know whether or not it was manufactured out of thin air. If you cannot challenge the specific source, then you don't know if it was simply manufactured. You're being convicted if the person says, I never said that. Show me the evidence. No, we can't show you the evidence. Here's a summary of the evidence. Well, a summary is no better than just telling you, we have secret evidence against you, and it's summarized here that you said such and such, and you have no way to justify it. You have no way to contest the information. So this doesn't do anything.
And what we've done is repeal almost 1,000 years of history as progressing from the Magna Carta right up to the present time.
The detainee bill also denies that anyone in prison, whether it's a citizen or a non-citizen, you know, is denied habeas corpus. Once again, this goes back to the common law, the fundamental civil liberties of America in its English tradition, that everyone has the right to call upon the court to bring forth the body. That's what habeas corpus means in Latin. To show the body, bring forth the body, and show cause of why you are holding them. And when you lose habeas corpus, we're dealing and confronting with secret imprisonment, whereby they can put you in the black hole of secret prisons, and you and your relatives can never find out where you're held, if you're even held. They simply have to say, we don't have anything to say. But you must have the right to bring forth the body, show cause in a hearing of why you're holding them. And that we are losing through this detainee bill. Of course, the administration continues to play kind of their blackmail card in this. They bring all of these people that they've had in prison for years in secret prisons that they claim are masterminds or involved in terrorism involving 9/11, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And they claim that we're now in Guantanamo Bay, and if you want these prosecuted, you've got to give us the powers we want in the tribunal, or we won't prosecute them. What do you mean you won't prosecute them? The Supreme Court simply says you prosecute them under the rules of, a proper due process.
Hold on, we'll be right in just a moment with Joel Skousen. Ladies and gentlemen, anybody can be accused of being a terrorist, and you will have no rights.
If you're looking for a nice place to rent in Cheyenne, Wyoming, check out this brick home with beautiful wood floors, 5 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms, large family room and big laundry room and basement, nice big backyard with a privacy fence and an RV boat pad, near elementary, junior high, and high schools in a nice neighborhood. Small pets allowed, $1,200 a month plus utilities. Contact Wanda at 307-256-8275.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend them. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
Veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, can a vet use a benefit more than once?
Yes. If a veteran had a house with a VA loan and sold it, he can qualify for a new VA loan.
So veterans learn more about your benefits and call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest, Joel Skousen from World Affairs Report. And certainly, Joel, how can people get in touch with your organization? And if they would like to subscribe to your publication, your weekly release, which I read and look forward to every single week.
The important place to go is my website, www.worldaffairsbrief.com. That's one word, worldaffairsbrief.com. There you have displayed a complete listing of all the top stories each day that are chosen by my staff out of the many available. So it's a nice way to get a synopsis of the news. The World Affairs Brief is my weekly analysis service that I do for a modest subscription price, where I put together the top stories and I analyze based upon my understanding about what I believe and how things work behind the scenes of what's really going on and what the real motives of our own government are and other governments around the world. If people want a free sample of the World Affairs Brief, now there are archived copies and many interesting things to read on the links on the right and the left side of the World Affairs Brief. If they want to get a free sample of the World Affairs Brief, they can email me at joels@joelskousen.com, or they can email at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com and request a free sample, and I'll be happy to send out the latest edition for you to read. In addition, I'm also announcing that my book, Strategic Relocation, which has long been a popular book ever since the turn of the century, is now in its second edition. It just came out and been updated to 2006. You can click on a link on worldaffairsbrief.com to find out how to get that, or call Swift Publishing 1-800-292-2831 to order Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. Certainly what we're dealing with here, Dr. Stan, is eventually going to lead, I believe, to another world war, and it's going to be very, very important to have contingency plans to be out of major urban areas which might be targets of these preemptive nuclear and missile strikes which Russia and China are building as we speak and preparing to launch against this country sometime in the next decade, I believe. So one, people have time to prepare, have time to provide contingency plans. I'm not, and I don't suggest in my books that people just run out to the hinterland and leave society or not attempt to try to change things, but certainly people have to make contingency plans to do so, because the high-density urban population centers are going to be just as bad or worse than Katrina if you try to get out in the midst of a crisis.
And so this is the time to begin making plans. I agree with you totally, and I think people who are not making plans, you know, are really incredibly foolish. And certainly we want to look to the Lord, but the idea that we shouldn't make any plans because he's going to provide for us, well, maybe he's providing for us right now by giving us the opportunity to make plans and warning people that we're in difficult times. So I encourage people to begin making their preparations and thought process now, because once something happens, it's going to be far too late.
And it is a fairly complex subject. You know, there are other CD-ROMs out there that provide hundreds of maps and pictures of threat places and so-called safe places, but it's just not that easy. You know, we have people can't tolerate certain climates. People are tied to their jobs and business. They have family ties. And there's no, frankly, really truly safe place, but there are places that are much safer than others. In other words, it's relative to the threats and how you perceive them as to where you find things. And to be frank, you know, because I did design work in the field of high security architecture for many years before I retired at the turn of the century, and I can tell you that I can find safe places for the medium term in almost every county in the United States. But in the long term, we have certain trends of destruction that I'm foreseeing because of war and the move to globalization that will affect people in the long term. And that's why the East, with its heavy population density of well over, in many places, 1,000 people per square mile, is much greater at risk than out West, where you have densities around averaging 35 people per square mile. Just the sheer massive body of people in the East Coast, for example, makes it untenable. There simply aren't enough resources to keep people supplied when you have to go back to essentially a back-to-the-land survival aspect of fending for yourself. We are too dependent on government services in major cities and even in rural communities. Even farmers don't grow their own food anymore. They go to the store. So we're losing a lot of potential knowledge. And then we, you know, I cover in my book as well some of the, what I call the tyrannical states that essentially work hand in glove with government. Certainly the state of California is vying with Oregon and Washington for socialist state of the union, with heavy controls upon land use planning and gun control and every other knee-jerk liberal proposition. And eventually those governments are going to get very tyrannical, whether it's under Republican or Democratic administrations. These are dangerous places to live because of the powers, even though they're beautiful places to live. I mean, I was raised in Oregon. You live in California. It's a wonderful climate and place to live, but eventually I believe those are going to be extremely untenable for people who value their liberty, because governments tend to hunt down people and incarcerate people who don't go along with the status quo and don't go along with the tyrannical agenda of control.
Right.
So those are, and of course we have to look to the Lord for ultimate protection. But you know, when we're getting promptings and warning signals that these are dangerous times and dangerous places to live, you know, we have to make preparations. To say simply, you know, and I'm not one who believes that the righteous get raptured out before the tribulation. I believe that, you know, when John in the Revelation saw all these people arrayed in white, and the Lord told him, or the angel told him, that these are the people who died in the tribulation. I mean, obviously, a lot of the saints didn't get, you know, nobody got raptured. I think the rapture comes after you're tried and tested. And the Savior comes in the second coming to save those who are crying day and night for deliverance. And he's the one who finally breaks the back of Satan's hold on this nation and this world, which I think will gain almost total supremacy before the second coming, that Satan will rule the world. And I believe that's really what the scriptures point to. And I realize that's entering into religion and controversy, which I don't normally talk about those things, but I think it's important not to be naive, that the Lord is giving us promptings to prepare, and we need to heed those promptings and continue to fight for our liberties, even though I'm frankly a little more pessimistic each year about our ability to combat these great conspiracies and collusions between media, government, and big business to take away our liberty.
Well, I certainly agree with you. I think we're in for some very, very difficult times, and our job is to do our best. The ultimate result is in the hands of the Lord, certainly.
That's right, and, you know, we will be judged. Even though if we can't save the world, we can save and help people to understand what's going on so they're not taken into this great evil unknowingly. We want them to have knowledge.
We'll be right back here for our last segment here at the American Freedom Network.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
This is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend them. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
And our guest this morning is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and we're simply covering some of the issues that Joel covers regularly in his brief. Go ahead, Joel.
One of the things that most concerns me is this secret plans for a North American Union. And it's interesting how the administration has lashed back at what they call conspiracy theories, fringe nuts, lies, and myths, claiming that they have no secret plans for this so-called Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, the SPP. And it's currently operating out of the Department of Commerce. But the truth is, the president met at his ranch in Crawford, Texas, with Vicente Fox and Paul Martin, then Prime Minister of Canada, in what was called the summit. The three heads of state actually drove to Baylor University in Waco, where they issued a press release announcing their signing of an agreement to form this Security and Prosperity Partnership. So there was a formal signing, even though the White House declines to say that no formal documents have been signed on this. In fact, we now find that even as they are in full denial, they've held a top-secret meeting. The North American Forum took this place this month in September in Banff, Canada. Topics ranging from, quote, a vision of North America, opportunities for security and cooperation, demographics and social dimensions of North American integration. And who should attend this? Well, we now have from the local newspaper there quite a bit of detail about this. The buses with these high-level people arrived during the middle of the night, so they could not be photographed. They included Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, Secretary of State, former Secretary of State George Shultz. He's the one who told high-level people in the Trilateral Commission that he had met with George Bush and decided he was ready to become president again. So he was one of the people who is deeply involved in these high-level collusions of controlling the U.S. government through puppet presidents. Former Intelligence Director James Woolsey, now he plays a very mild-mannered, non-conspiratorial director, but he's obviously very much a part of this group, playing different roles. Doris Myers, Meisner, a former INS director, North American Union guru Robert Pastor was there. He's the one who helped the Carter administration betray Nicaragua to the communists. He's been a bad guy within the U.S. State Department for many, many years. Former Secretary of Defense William Perry was there. He's the one who, along with Condoleezza Rice, had ties to a Chinese spy at Stanford University, which was covered up in order for Condi Rice to become Secretary of State. Then Perry became Secretary of Defense under Clinton and continued to give away secrets to China. It's still going on under the guise of the Department of Commerce. Energy Secretary and former Defense Secretary James Schlesinger was there, as well as top officials from Mexico and Canada. So this was a big deal. And so I'm very, very concerned that the administration has much to hide here, given the amount of denial they're going through about the North American Union and their secret plans to implement it, even without treaties or legislation authorized by Congress.
Well, there's no question that these Council on Foreign Relations published a little book. You can get it off their website or buy it, called Building a North American Community, and they talk about the agreement. I mean, and this book came out 2 months after. That was in May 2005. Building a North American Community talks about this agreement that was reached. So why would the administration lie to the American people? If they lie about that, what else are they lying about?
Well, you know, even the politics of the fence, you know, the security fence on our border is getting in high gear before the election. Republicans know it's death at the polls to openly support the president on amnesty. So this week, it's interesting, or last week, the Senate and the House both voted again to provide a partial fence on our southern border, the 700-mile fence, which won't do anything if you don't fence the whole thing. But at least it's better than nothing. You know, before they had passed this fence, the Senate didn't provide any funds for it. And they're still not doing any funding of the fence, but this is simply a hollow token to be able to tell voters now that they voted in favor of enforcement first.
Well, I read the most wonderful article. They said that the House had voted on a bill that, first of all, made it illegal to build a tunnel under their borders, from Mexico and the United States, and secondly, authorizing the deportation of gang members who are here in this country illegally. In other words, if you belong to a violent gang, you know, and you're here illegally, you can be deported. And I'm reading this, and then, of course, this thing about the fence. And I think, you know, are the American people really gullible enough to believe that they're really doing something?
I mean, it's already a law in the books. You don't need to pass another law.
I know. I mean, that's so ridiculous.
Yeah, but what was interesting is that the way Frist... Senator Frist, jumping on this bandwagon, really talked about this is first, that is, that this is a first step. And the second step, of course, will be amnesty. We're not giving up on amnesty, the president's point, but we will do enforcement first. So Senator Frist, essentially is promoting this as a come on to say, now we've given enforcement, now we've got to do the second part, which is give amnesty to those that are there.
Build a 700-mile fence on a 2,000-mile border, and the American people are supposed to think that we're really doing something.
Yes, of course, the administration is throwing billions at these contractors, and I think it was Boeing who got the contract to provide all of these high-tech sensors and interdiction techniques along the border. I'm always wary about giving, high-tech surveillance sensors and having those around, because they can be used throughout the United States for more than just interdiction of the illegal aliens. Certainly a fence would go a long way to simply shutting down the illegal immigration. And what's interesting is the administration had the audacity to come forth with the principle that a fence inhibits the ability for the illegals to go back to Mexico. And this is absolutely ridiculous. They simply drive down through the border because nobody stops them going back into Mexico. There's no challenge whatsoever. I mean, who are they kidding?
The American
people. To infer that they have to go back the same way that they came. It's just incredible.
Well, somebody once said it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough, public will believe. And we're out of time, Joel. As always, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for being with us, and we'll look forward to talking to you again later.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye, and God bless you. Well, we'll be back in just a moment here to wrap up this morning's program at the American Freedom Network.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Well, I'm Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, if you watch and see what's happening, as far as our relationship with the Muslim world, everything is being done to inflame the Christians to hate the Muslims and to believe that they are a real enemy and we're going to have to take action against them. And I hear so many good Christians I know talking about, you know, the great battles of the Crusades and the great battle at Vienna in the 1600s and the battle in Spain in 1492 that drove the Moors out of Europe. And as if somehow, you know, the average Muslim wants to kill the average Christian and Jew today. The average Muslim wants to be left alone. But we're doing everything we can to inflame the Muslim world against America. and we're doing everything we can to inflame the Christian world against the Muslims. They're trying to generate hate, and those of you who haven't read the quotations that we have from Time magazine immediately after 9/11, talking about purple hate, rage, we had to inculcate that in the American people, and that's just what they're trying to do. Don't fall into the trap. Understand that all of this is being manipulated. There's long-range planning to create another major war, and the coming attack on Iran is simply a stepping stone into that that will inflame the entire Muslim world. Understand this is all scripted. Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, looks like he came from central casting, as did Chavez in Venezuela. And, of course, these are the leaders we're supposed to hate, just like we're supposed to hate Osama bin Laden. Only you notice that we haven't any pictures of him for some time. If you go up on the Internet and Google in Osama bin Laden died, and you'll find literally tens of thousands of references to this. We have this on fairly good evidence from Michael Ledeen, who's one of the leaders of this whole situation, who let the cat out of the bag some time ago and admitted that bin Laden was dead. But we can't let the American people know that, because we're supposed to hate Osama bin Laden, and we're supposed to fear him, too. I mean, if we don't give up our freedom here in America, Osama bin Laden's going to get it. And so we're going to have to allow telephone surveillance and longer lines at the airports, and it is all contrived. And if you get my latest newsletter, we'll point out that in 1996, Richard Haass, who today is the president of the CFR and a member of the Trilateral Commission, was telling us exactly what was going to happen. 1996, that'll be in my September newsletter, which we're putting together right now. You need to get the information. You need to go to my website at radioliberty.com. You need to get my pamphlets, three pamphlets set called the $4.911. I think they're $9.95 for all three of those pamphlets. You need to get them. You need to read them and reread them. If you want the documentation, we have it. Everything is scripted, and when you understand that, then it all begins to make sense. Otherwise, so much of this really doesn't make sense, but there really are forces working behind the scenes. They control both political parties. They control the media in the United States. They control our great tax-exempt foundations, most of our corporations, and much of the wealth of the world. And their loyalty is not to the United States, but to a globalist dream. This whole idea of Union of North America, we have a video. We offer this. It's called Union 2005. Union 2005, or American Union 2005. And you'll hear David Rockefeller talking for half an hour or more about the importance of uniting the North American hemisphere by 2005. Of course, it didn't work out. Now they're talking about 2010. But, of course, there are people, fabulously wealthy people, far more wealthy than Bill Gates or Warren Buffett. You're being lied to. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. Get American Union 2005, my books, my material. Pray for America. Is this happening? You'll soon feel God's judgment.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 post-pay.